As we heard, the story is getting a lot of tabloid attention in Iran, but a new Iranian TV news show would probably have a different take on it. The show is called Parazit, which means static. It's a reference to what happens when the government blocks the satellite that illegally broadcasts the program into Iranian homes. Some call Parazit an Iranian version of The Daily Show. Mitra Taj has the story.
Fatih Zarii is one of about a million people who go online every week to watch Parazit. Like The Daily Show, Parazit delivers the more bizarre moments of political news with big doses of straight talk, outrage, and satire.
It's a good mixture of reality with sense of humor. That's awesome.
Instead of shots of Sarah Palin, you get a montage of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei repeatedly warning of the foreign enemy. Instead of clips from Fox News, there's an Iranian journalist professing his desire to be the first to upload news that the Messiah has come.
This is so stupid. This is real.
And instead of Comedy Central footing the bill, it's The Voice of America, the official broadcasting service of the U.S. government. It's one of a few foreign-based news outlets that offer an alternative to Iran's state-controlled media. Iranian officials say the VOA is an arm of the CIA, waging a soft cultural war to overthrow the government. And so, in the show's opening segment, Parazit's 35-year-old host Kambiz Hosseini credits Voice of America and then mocks Iran's suspicion of it. Hosseini hosts the show from VOA headquarters in Washington, where he's lived for the past 3 years.
So basically, this is part of a teaser of the show, and saying this is the show brought to you by Children of the Revolution, which is us, who now become foreigners and enemies and, you know, infidels to spread imperialism all over Iran. It's a dark, angry humor. It's the voice of my generation.
The voice of a generation, or the voice of America. Columbia University professor Hamid Dabashi gets the joke.
In the service of American imperialism. Yeah. So they preempt it by making fun of it. It is ingenious.
He says Iranians like him who dismiss Voice of America as propaganda have become online fans of Parazit.
I don't watch Voice of America. Nobody watches Voice of America. Voice of America is voice of United States Congress. But I watch Parazit very regularly. That it comes from Voice of America is almost irrelevant.
Hosseini says he feels free to do what he wants on his show. And after last year's disputed presidential elections, that means meeting a new demand.
All of a sudden, in Iran, we have many young people that they are interested in politics. They're getting entertained by politics, but also they're getting news and information because they don't have a nerve to go through a newspaper in Iran. They don't trust that newspaper in Iran.
People like Ali, an artist in Tehran. He didn't want to give his last name. He says he was badly beaten by government forces during last year's unrest and watches Parazit to get informed without getting upset.
Every time now is coming bad news, you know. You know, it's bad for your blood pressure. Naturally, we want to forget it. But with the fun and with the joke, you can feel better, you know.
The jokes often poke fun at Iranian TV shows saturated in religion. One skit shows an Islamic expert explaining that Arabic, the language of the Quran, is spoken in heaven, and Persian, the language of Iran's 72 million people, is spoken in hell. So Hosseini and his friend head to heaven and sweet-talk their way past the bouncer at the door by repeating the only Arabic they know, a phrase for welcome.
Ahlan wa sahlan, ahlan wa sahlan, ahlan wa sahlan.
Ahlan wa sahlan, ahlan wa sahlan.
But shocked at seeing a notorious Iranian judge there, Hosseini slips into Persian.
Hey, Khalkhali!
Ahlan wa
sahlan! And is sent to hell, where he can drink and talk freely. Parazit's Facebook page now has more than 160,000 followers. That's more than the page of Mir Hossein Mousavi, the opposition leader who's commanded huge street protests. But despite the growing popularity of his show, Hosseini says it's not easy being Iran's Jon Stewart.
The greatest comedy comes from tragedy, but it's kind of hard to work with human rights issues and lots of different violations that the Iranian government does on a weekly basis. Jonas Stewart is great. I think because of Jonas Stewart, people look at politics differently. We hope that someday we could restore sanity in Iran also.
That's a reference to Jon Stewart's rally in Washington. It's unlikely Hosseini will lead a rally anytime soon in Iran. His home country is a dangerous place for journalists, fake or real. Last year, Iran imprisoned Mazyar Bahari of Newsweek. He was charged with conspiring with the West. The evidence? A clip of his appearance on The Daily Show, talking with a news correspondent dressed as a spy. For The World, I'm Mitra Taj in Washington.